It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Hey, Eagle fans, welcome to this week's CSC Sports Journal, where we tip off amidst a busy week of Eagle basketball that's halfway through and comments from new women's head coach Travis Brewster. The Eagle ladies have split the first of four games in an eight-day span with a loss to Colorado Christian last night that followed a victory on Saturday over Western Colorado. Just eight games into the season, CSC is only one win behind all of last year's total. And as Coach Brewster said on Saturday's post-game show, his new team is embracing the grind to get better.
That's been our big thing, is try to get them to do the things we work on in practice and be able to do those things when they're tired. And, you know, the other part about it is I explain to them it's like life. You know, there's things you're not going to want to do, and there's things that you got to do. And you got to be able to do that. And, you know, we had some hiccups here and there, but we're continually to get better. You know, the big thing I'm encouraged by is that we had more assists than turnovers. So that's kind of a big deal.
Eagle star forward Shea Powers was involved in the play that capped the win for CSC with a basket and a foul late for an and-one conversion. Coach Brewster says Powers is adjusting to an altered role early in RMAC play.
It's been a tough adjustment a little bit for Shea because everything doesn't go through her. You know, I really believe in team basketball, but at the same time, you got to be able to be that person for us when we need it. And, you know, when it's a situation where we need a one or a two, that's great. You know, then we got to develop other players to be able to hit those threes. But, you know, if she can get an animal like that every time, I guess we'll just do that.
Powers is also closing in on a very impressive scoring milestone that she should reach before Christmas. With 7 points last night, she is just 6 points away from 1,000 in her career and will become the second Eagle in recent years to reach that mark. Taryn Foxen finished with 1,180 points when she left in 2021, and that was during Shea's freshman season. Powers will have a chance to hit 1,000 points Saturday when CSC hosts Regis at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Eagle men will head into the weekend with a 3-1 start in the RMAC. They took care of business against two of the lower-level teams in Western Colorado and Colorado Christian recently. On Tuesday night against CCU, the Eagles got a breakout performance from Dalton Peterson. He hit 6 3-pointers en route to his 20-point night. CSC was gritty down the stretch after giving up a 13-point lead in the second half, taking control back twice right away when the Cougars had pulled in front. After both teams face Regis on Saturday, they will play a rare Sunday doubleheader at the Chicoine Center, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock tip times, and that'll happen before getting extended time off for the Christmas holiday break. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Tune in on Wednesdays throughout the Eagle Sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins chats with Chadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
A community bank and your financial partner, that's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC. See.